Businesses are trying to figure out how and when to bring their employees back to the office to return to a more normal work environment, whatever that means, post-pandemic. It's a big issue in New York City. Most of the 1 million people who work in offices in Manhattan are working from home right now, as we hear from Beth Fertig of member station WNYC. In this story, which first aired on Morning Edition, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has ordered city employees to start going back.
For Cheryl Guilford Jackson, Monday marked the return of an old routine.
Got up in the morning, got myself ready. This time I made lunch. I did make lunch.
For the first time in 14 months, Guilford Jackson commuted from her home in Long Island to her desk at a city agency in Lower Manhattan. She was a little nervous, but everyone was kept at least 6 feet apart.
The occupancy on the floor is not full. It's like maybe 20. 25, give or take, coming in. I mean, they're doing all the precautions to make sure we are safe.
Masks are required at all times, except when eating. And vaccinations, though not required, are strongly encouraged. More than two-thirds of the city's 300,000 workers were already in their offices, but 80,000 were still working entirely from home. They now have to report for duty at least 1 day a week. Robin Liverpool was only coming in about twice a month until now. She got her nails painted yellow and dressed up for the occasion.
I got my open-toe shoes on. It was like the first day of school for me, I said.
She says it felt good seeing more people again in person.
My old supervisor sits next to me, and there was another young lady I haven't seen since. So it's good to see them, good to catch up, you know, ask them. How's their family? Some people have lost people, unfortunately. Some people haven't.
Some workers fear the city is rushing them back too soon. But Mayor Bill de Blasio says more than half of all city employees have had at least one vaccination. He also says bringing more workers into city offices would help restaurants and other businesses that are still struggling. This has been especially true in Chinatown. The neighborhood is also coping with anti-Asian hate crimes. Chivi Engo owns Bo Kee Restaurant near City Hall and was hoping he'd have a busy lunch hour, but it was still quiet Monday.
We should give a little more time to come in because we just start today.
Across the street, he saw one good sign. A parking lot was looking more full than usual. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.